Stem cell transplant complications. Unfortunately, having a stem cell transplant can lead to issues that could affect your life now and in the future. These issues are hard to think about at such a stressful time, but if you consider them early, you can prepare. Even if these issues do not affect you, it's important to get the info and support you need, just in case. Talk things through with your partner, family, and friends, especially if you're feeling anxious. You can discuss all your options with your transplant team before making any decisions. You can also ask to be referred to a psychologist or counsellor if you feel you need extra emotional or mental support. For more information on organisations that offer support and how to access them yourself, please visit our Getting Some Extra Help section. Fertility. Your fertility can be affected by having a stem cell transplant. It's important to talk to your medical team about this as soon as possible, whether you know you want children after transplant or not. If you've already had your stem cell transplant, you can still talk to your medical team about your fertility options. You can read more about how a stem cell transplant can affect fertility on our webpage at antonynolan.org/fertility. Early menopause. You may experience early menopause after having a stem cell transplant if you are biologically female. This can be challenging and feel overwhelming. However, there are support networks for you, including the DAISY Network. Website, daisynetwork.org. You can read more about early menopause and stem cell transplant on our fertility webpage at antonynolan.org/fertility. Stem cell transplant success rates. Transplant success rates vary widely depending on several factors. These include A. the patient's age, B. the blood cancer or blood disorder they have, C. the type of transplant, and D. their general health before transplant. However, due to improved treatments and better understanding of what makes a good match, patients are generally living for longer. They are also better able to cope with side effects, such as graft versus host disease, GVHD. If you'd like to know more about how this could affect you, please talk to your medical team. They'll be able to give you the most accurate information about your own situation. Secondary cancers. Being a stem cell transplant patient puts you at higher risk of getting a secondary cancer later in life. This is because of the chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and other treatments you may have needed. But just because your risk of secondary cancer is higher doesn't mean that it will happen. As with all cancers, finding it early means treatment is more likely to be successful. So, check your whole body regularly and talk to your doctor if you have any concerns. The UK has screening programmes for breast, cervical and colon cancer, so when you get an appointment, it's important you attend. According to UK guidelines, breast screening. You should get screened more often than other people your age. Cervical screening. You should be screened as often as other people your age. And bowel screening? Guidelines vary by country in the UK. Ask your medical team if you have concerns. Find information on screening services at Cancer Research UK. Financial concerns. A stem cell transplant can lead to unexpected costs. Your transplant will likely lead to a period of time when you cannot work, for example, and the cost of travelling to and from your vital hospital appointments may become substantial over time. A. Our Help with Your Finances page will help you to plan for this change. It also includes suggestions for support to help address financial problems that may arise. And B. Anthony Nolan offers a grant service for anyone who has had or is due to have a stem cell transplant or CAR-T cell therapy. Further information can be found on our Anthony Nolan grant page at antonynolan.org/grants.